glory. Lord Jesus, receive all my heart's adoration. For thou, O Lord, are worthy. Lord Jesus, receive all the praise. Let sweet, fragrant worship ascend to your throne. Lord Jesus, receive all the praise. As you sing that song again, before the ministry of the word, I had a few words of knowledge that we're going to call now. One of those belonged to a man, and you were sitting in that direction there. And it sometimes feels as if there's something that's piercing in your head area, something gripping you. And it's intensive, the pain can be quite intensive. You're wearing a whitish colored shirt, and Jesus is going to set you free. And also tonight, those of you, whatever you need, you want ministry, tonight is the night we want to pray for you. And you just come at this time and we'll begin to minister to you right now. Whatever you need for the ministry in your area, in your life, for prayer, for healing, for whatever. As you sing that again, you come right up as we continue ministering to the people. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. A sister, and you are about 35 years old, wearing glasses with hair up to your shoulders, and you have a jaw condition. You're seated about in the center area, a bit, if you divide the center area into three portions, you're on the front third portion. Lord Jesus, receive all the glory. Whatever your physical symptoms, right now, those whom we call, you can come right up to the platform, we minister to you. Others who have the similar symptoms, you can come right up to minister to you. And any others who have needs on their bodies, we'll pray with you right now too. You come right up quickly, we'll minister to you right now. A man, if we divide from front to back into three sections, you're about the second major section. And you're wearing a sort of shirt, greenish color with check patterns. And sir, you are having a pain that goes right through your leg. And Jesus wants to heal you. Will you come right up? Jesus will heal you tonight. If you believe and turn your heart, with all your heart to the Lord. Lord Jesus, receive all the glory. Whatever your need, come right up right now. Even while you're coming, God can specify and call whatever your need is. And we'll quickly minister to you even tonight. No. Pastors, come right up here with me. We'll pray for these people who come. And any other areas, whether it be ministry or whether it be baptism in the Spirit, besides healing, you can come right up right now. Receive all the praise. Just continue in that worship right now. Receive all the glory. I'm picking up a ear condition over my extreme left, about the fourth or fifth row. And you also have this, the person who is concerned, have this ear condition. And it is not so prominent at this moment, but you also have this condition in the eyes. It seems like there's an itchiness that's over your eyes all the time, and you're seated about on the fourth or fifth row on the left here. You come right up. Jesus wants to heal you right now of that condition. The praise. And as you come out for ministry, close your eyes and concentrate on Jesus. Let nothing come between you and your healing. Let nothing come between you and what the Lord wants to give you and impart to your life tonight. And just receive from the Lord, whatever He has for your life. Lift up your hands and surrender. Close your eyes so you won't be distracted. And right now, ministers, go ahead and minister to them right now. Right now, we thank you, Jesus. And a person who has just come up and you're wearing jeans and a t-shirt and you have a hip condition, I sense you just came out and you were having a hip condition, God is going to heal you tonight. Reach out to God right now. We thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. And we thank you, Jesus. There's an elderly man who, and you're wearing glasses and you walk with a certain stoop and you came right up. I'm not sure whether you come or you haven't come yet. That part I cannot sense. But you walk with a stoop and you wear glasses and you have a heart condition. God wants to heal here tonight. You come right up. Yes, and the Lord also says your back condition extreme on your left area of your back. And Jesus wants to heal you tonight. You just come out and believe in the Lord. He'll touch and He'll heal you. Sister with an eye condition being healed also right now at the back. And Jesus is healing you right now. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Yes, a sister in a greenish dress and you have a relation. I sense that this relation of yours is in some sort of treatment, either in a hospital or in a home, but under great medical care and treatment, and they have a nostril problem. I have a flash vision of this relation of yours with tubes going through the nostrils for some condition, and you, sister, is wearing right now a greenish colored dress, and you've been praying for that person, and you come right up, bring a handkerchief, and come right up, and we'll pray over that, and God will bring healing to that person to go back. To stand in proxy for that person. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. A brother in a brownish colored shirt and you have a left ear condition, Jesus will heal you. Ingrown toenail being touched right now and it belongs to a person on the left side, third section from the back, and ingrown toenail. I'm not sure whether you were seated there just now. I sense no, you're no more there. You must have come up or were coming up. And God wants to heal you. Others with a similar condition, you come right up. God wants to touch and heal right now. And as you come right up and stand here, look to Jesus. We ministers are not the healer. We are only instruments for Jesus. We are here to represent Him and we are here to yield our whole spirit, soul and body to Jesus so that we could be the channel and the wire for Jesus to touch you. So lift up your hands to Jesus, close your eyes, concentrate on Jesus, and allow Jesus to touch you right now tonight, wherever you are. An ankle has just been healed right now, twisted ankle. We thank you, Jesus. Just look to God right now. And the rest of you, just continue worshiping God. Lord Jesus, receive all the glory. A skin condition in this section here, go on to touch and heal. With itchiness that appears and it's due to some sort of allergy. You have applied certain medication before but it has not really improved. Go on to heal. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. And sir, you that feel that power going through you, He's touching you in your back area, in your hip area. That's why you're sensing that different kind of anointing. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, chest condition right now in this section here, being healed by God. Look to Him. It's the Lord Jesus who reveals all these things. So that you will know that He loves you and He so wants to heal you right now. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. For Thou, O Lord, are worthy. Lord Jesus, receive all the praise. Sweet fragrant worship, let sweet fragrant worship ascend to your throne. Lord Jesus, eye condition being healed too. Eye condition being healed too. You feel the power of God going through your eyes. Jesus, receive all the glory. Jesus is touching you right now. Just receive all my heart's adoration, for thou, O Lord, our world. Lord, we glorify you. Lord Jesus, worship him for whatever he does, because the Lord Jesus is the one who heals. The Lord heals you. The Lord touches you. The Lord transforms you. Although you can't see the Lord because he's invisible, he's in the spirit realm. But the spirit realm is as close to the natural realm as your faith will allow. He is in our midst. He walks in our midst because he has said that where two or three are gathered together in his name, he's there in the midst of us. And he's always with us. He's always here. Although we can't see him, but sometimes he allows us to feel him and his tangible presence. And the same Lord Jesus, allow his garments to come upon you and touch his garments. And he will cause a healing grace to abound to your life even tonight. Worship, ascend to your throne. A hip joint, a kneecap is being healed. I sense a sister with a kneecap. I'm trying to pick where you are. Kneecap condition being healed. Fragrant worship, ascend to your throne. Lord Jesus, receive all the praise. Let sweet, fragrant worship, ascend to. Sir, the Lord also says that there were times that when you take certain foods, there were certain allergies and upsets that came to you. And the Lord says that he will remove that from your life too. Ascend to your throne, Lord Jesus, receive all the praise. Let sweet, fragrant worship ascend to your throne. There are some of you here tonight who used to go out to hospitals to minister. And wherever you are, right now tonight, whether you're here or there, lift up both your hands to the Lord. Those of you who used to go to hospitals, and we want to ask God to anoint your hands tonight, that in your faithful ministry, although not many people know about your ministry, but you have the gifts of healing in your life, lift up both your hands to the Lord. If you are those who used to visit hospitals and pray for the sick, right now, wherever you are, because there's a healing anointing here that God wants to impart. Remember, there's no distance in the spirit, wherever you are, and we are only his instruments. We are only the wires by which God flows to touch you. But it's Jesus himself who personally imparts it to you. So tonight, as you lift up both hands to the Lord, Father God, even as you instruct tonight through your Holy Spirit, we ask, O God, that you would anoint these hands that are lifted up to you, that as they go to the hospitals, let the anointing be upon their hands. Father God, even right now, lay your hands on their hands. Now, in Jesus' name. Now, in Jesus' name. There he goes. Now, in Jesus' name. Let this anointing go into your hands now. In Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Now, the hands of the Lord are over your hands. Anoint your hands. That the sick may be healed. As they put their hands on the sick, let power flow through their hands. Let power flow through the palms. Let power flow through their fingers. Anoint them. Receive the gifts of healing tonight. Receive it now. It's the gifts of healing that's coming on you right now. The Holy Spirit is just pouring it on your life right now. There it goes. Right now. Just anointing you right now. It's the gifts of healing all over the place. Is his angels moving in our midst together with the Holy Spirit. He's anointing you the gifts of healing right now. Receive it. Receive it. You find an increase in the anointing as you minister in the hospitals right now. Thank you, Lord.
feel that into their life.